Sad news. You probably heard this and seen a lot about it online, but on Friday we lost a great man. George Herbert Walker Bush passed away at the age of 94. Here's a little tribute we wanted to play for you this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show.
I want a kinder and gentler nation. A new world order can emerge. A new era.
This will not stand, this aggression against Kuwait.
A brilliant diversity spread like stars, like a thousand points of light in a broad and peaceful sky.
The world mourns the loss of former President of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Read my lips.
Born in Milton, Massachusetts, he enlisted in the armed forces on his 18th birthday, becoming the youngest pilot in the Navy when he earned his wings, and flying 58 combat missions during World War II. Graduating from Yale after the war, he eventually followed his father into politics.
I do not fear what is ahead, for our problems are large, but our heart is larger.
Serving in Texas, then the House of Representatives, then earning appointments as U.S. Ambassador to the UN and Director of the CIA, among others.
The President-elect of the United States, George Herbert Walker Bush.
After serving two terms as Vice President under Ronald Reagan, he was elected President, the first serving VP to be elected to the office in over 150 years in 1988.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. So help me God.
In a term defined by his foreign policy, President George Bush earned record approval ratings at one point, but was ultimately defeated in his bid for re-election in 1992. He was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, in 2009.
We honor George Herbert Walker Bush for service to America that spanned nearly 70 years. As president, he expanded America's promise to new immigrants. He reduced nuclear weapons. He built a broad international coalition to expel a dictator from Kuwait, ending the Cold War without firing a shot.
We remember our 41st president, George Herbert Walker Bush.
God bless the United States of America.
What an amazing man. We have a photo up, too. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. It's his service dog that he had, Sully. It's him in his casket draped by the American flag, and Sully's laying down there, you know, saying kind of mission accomplished right there, serving him out. So you can see this really touching photo on our Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show.